Hi, I'm Louise Poole, and this is the Rainbow Briefing for Friday, the 6th of February. Your daily LGBTQIA plus news catch-up, recorded and produced on Yugambeh and Yuggera land. In today's briefing, a historic win for intersex rights in Victoria, the New South Wales opposition tries to weaponise Mardi Gras troubles, and the internet's favourite daddy is playing a gay detective in love. Victoria is one step closer to becoming the first Australian state to ban non-consensual surgeries on intersex infants. The Health Safeguards Bill passed the Victorian lower house unanimously yesterday after years of advocacy from intersex community members and organisations. The bill would protect intersex children from irreversible medical interventions made without their consent. During the debate, Equality Minister Vicky Ward issued a public apology to intersex Victorians who've experienced harm under past medical practices, acknowledging the tireless work of advocates including Tony Briffer, Interaction for Health and Human Rights, and Victorian LGBTQIA plus Commissioner Joe Ball. Despite coalition attempts to amend the bill, it passed without changes. The bill now moves to the upper house for consideration on the 18th and 19th of February. Dr. Morgan Carpenter from Intersex Human Rights Australia says the unanimous support shows how vital these reforms are and that intersex people deserve the right to make their own decisions about their own bodies. The New South Wales government has firmly rejected an opposition call to review funding for the Sydney Gay and Lesbian Mardi Gras. Shadow Arts Minister Chris Rath used the organisation's internal challenges, including board disputes and the cancelled afterparty, to call for a funding review, claiming Mardi Gras had been hijacked by left-wing extremists. His statement also reduced the festival to a major tourism attraction, stripping it of its history as queer protest, activism and community celebration. The government shut it down immediately. Multiple ministers, including Penny Sharp, John Graham and Steve Camper, said funding is secure and the parade will go ahead. Sharp called the opposition's position extraordinary and disappointing, saying Mardi Gras has always been about activism, debate and queer joy, not just tourism dollars. This isn't the first time Liberals have opposed protections for LGBTQIA plus communities in recent history. Queensland's LNP government banned gender-affirming care for under-18s. Victoria's Liberal Nationals opposed extending anti-vilification laws to cover gender identity and sexuality. And federally, opposition leader Susan Ley said hate speech legislation shouldn't include LGBTQ plus Australians. It should only focus on Islamic extremism and anti-Semitism. The pattern is clear. But in New South Wales, funding stands and the parade goes ahead. Victoria is celebrating LGBTQIA plus communities right across the state, with $400,000 going to 31 Pride events and festivals. The Pride Events and Festivals Fund is backing everything from film festivals to intergenerational roller skating events, community carnivals and regional pride marches. In Geelong, the Pride Film Festival received funding for its 9th year, screening queer cinema from April 30th to May 10th, and the Geelong Rainbow Festival is back this weekend with its annual festival, returning stronger after financial pressures forced a pause last year. Other recipients of the Pride Events and Festivals Fund included the Australian GLGBTIQ Multicultural Council, Line Wangaratta, Drummond Street Services with Q Plus Hub and the Victorian Pride Centre. The internet's favourite daddy, Pedro Pascal, is officially playing a gay detective in love in Todd Haynes' new film, De Noche. The project was halted last year after Joaquin Phoenix abruptly left just days before filming, reportedly getting cold feet about the explicit sex scenes. Now Pascal, who plays Joel in HBO's The Last of Us and is a vocal advocate for trans rights inspired by his sister Lux Pascal, is stepping into the role of a hard-boiled detective opposite Danny Ramirez as his younger lover. The film is set in 1930s Los Angeles and follows their passionate relationship as they're targeted by corrupt politicians and forced to flee to Mexico. Haynes says the story is a testament to the power of desire and love to overcome even the most crippling human barriers. Both actors have previously starred together in The Last of Us, but this will be a much more intimate connection. Tas Pride Festival is in its second week, with events running across Tasmania. This weekend, the Pride Film Fest tours to Burnie tomorrow and Queenstown on Sunday. There's a Pride Grind skate jam in Hobart tomorrow afternoon, and the cruise, Taz Pride's summer party on the Peppermint Bay catamaran, sails this Sunday night. And Victoria's Pride Street Party is back on Sunday, February 8th. Gertrude and Smith Streets in Fitzroy will be closed for a free all-day block party, celebrating the end of Midsummer Festival. There'll be multiple live music stages, performance art, community stalls, and local businesses serving food and drink throughout the day. All ages, families, and allies are welcome. That's the Rainbow Briefing for Friday, the 6th of February. I'm Louise Poole, and this is Independent Queer Community Media. Your support is crucial to its success. Share the bulletin, tell your community, leave us a review, and find us on socials. And if you've got community news to share, then submit a story at rainbowbriefing.com.au.